new movie by George A. Romero open this weekend. Now, for some people, that's a cause for celebration. For others, trepidation. Mr. Romero is best known for making zombie movies. Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, and now Land of the Dead. I think I detect a theme there. He filmed most of these movies in Pittsburgh, where NPR's Netta Ulaby went to attend his latest ghoul-studded world premiere.
One of the zombies standing in line at Pittsburgh's Byam Theater wears a blood-soaked wedding gown, her face encrusted in latex gore.
Because we're here for George Romero's Pittsburgh premiere of the fourth installment of the Dead trilogy, Land of the Dead, a movie that we've been waiting for over a decade.
Melissa Bradley is 17. You do the math. The last Romero zombie movie was made before she was born, so her three-hour wait in line wasn't a big deal, nor was the four-hour drive to Pittsburgh. Such devotion might seem frivolous, but George Romero's fans credit him with inventing the contemporary zombie film. Back in 1968, Romero says he didn't even mean to make a zombie movie.
I thought of them as just ghouls, and we called them flesh eaters. In fact, our original title was Night of the Flesh Eater, and the distributor changed the title to Night of the Living Dead.
When that happened, it seemed the copyright vanished. So Night of the Living Dead entered the public domain. That meant it was cheap to show it, so it was shown a lot. And that has a lot to do with its mythic status. Audience members often saw the movie as an allegory of race in America because the lead actor was black. But Romero says that was an accident, too.
Dwayne Jones was the best actor from among our friends, and so we put him in the role. And then we debated for weeks about, well, should we change the script because of this? And we decided, no, we shouldn't. Let's just leave the script alone.
I looked back at the diner to see if there was anyone there who could help me. It was when I noticed that the entire place had been encircled. By now there were no more screams.
And I'm not so sure that that was the right thing to do. I mean, maybe we should have made something of it. But I still wonder about that. I don't know. I mean, I think there was some fodder there that we could have chewed on.
There's plenty of chewing in Night of the Living Dead. Still, George Romero says in some ways his movie was a political statement.
I wanted to do something about revolution. It was, you know, late 60s.
The war in Vietnam and riots in American cities gave a spooky sense of relevance to a movie about the undead, about friends and neighbors coming back to life with ghastly appetites unleashed. Melissa Bradley says Romero's political undercurrents helped make her a fan.
He brings this kind of strange, like, social commentary to his movies. I mean, with Dawn of the Dead, you know, zombies in a shopping mall, that's what people look like when they're in a shopping mall. He's funny and scary at the same time.
What are they doing? Why do they come here?
Some kind of instinct, memory of what they used to do. This was an important place in their lives.
Romero filmed Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead's follow-up, at a suburban Pittsburgh mall. He's made most of his movies around his adopted hometown. Such civic loyalty touches Matt Kramer. He dressed for the premiere in full zombie regalia and a mohawk that left room on his skull for the words, Zombieburg.
This is Pittsburgh, and this is what we're about. We're about zombies. This is the birthplace. This is where it's at.
Zombies?
I get so much Pittsburgh pride out of this. This is the reason I probably still live in Pittsburgh.
George Romero is also the reason director Robert Rodriguez came to Pittsburgh from Texas for the premiere.
He was the first real regional movie maker in America that really inspired me to stay home and make an industry around myself rather than go to Hollywood.
Rodriguez did much of the production work for his Spy Kids movies at his Texas studio. He also made a horror flick, From Dusk to Dawn, that starred director Quentin Tarantino. He showed up for the opening, too, and could not say enough nice things about George Romero.
I think George Romero has always been one of the godfathers of independent cinema. One of my favorite directors. Fabulous.
Tarantino is loved and hated for the gleeful violence in his movies. So is George Romero.
Having grown up on DC comic books, where they would rip a guy's heart out, you know, and use it as home plate in a baseball game, you know, it's sort of nothing too extreme for those of us that used to giggle over those comic books. And so we decided right from the beginning with Night of the Living Dead that we were going to push the envelope a little bit and not cut away.
The new movie makes Night of the Living Dead look tame. It's basically an hour and a half of zombies eviscerating humans, and vice versa. Gregory Waller chairs the film department at Indiana University. He says during the Vietnam era, George Romero helped recast film violence as not always clean and heroic.
It was horrible. It got you splattered with, it was messy and dirty, and it didn't solve problems.
Waller understands the concern some might have about watching people and monsters tear off each other's heads. But in his words, there are positive points.
Let's give some value to sensation and the notion that going to the movies is supposed to move you, jolt you, disturb you.
While Romero adores giving his audiences what he calls the startles, he says he doesn't think of himself as just a horror filmmaker.
I don't lean toward, you know, things like Freddy or Jason or, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street or anything like that. I always start thinking of the allegory first.
So, in Land of the Dead, the zombies and a ragged urban underclass rise up against corrupt corporate overlords. George Romero says he also took into consideration our post-9/11 world, so the film has certain recognizable elements.
The idea of, you know, the financial center being in a high-rise and an armored vehicle shooting up a little village and then wondering why they're pissed off at us, and the idea of feeling protected by water and until the water gets breached.
Zombies, man. They creep me out.
You really think they can get across the water?
Well, if you asked me that a week ago, I would have said no, but now...
Melissa Bradley, the teenaged bloody bride, has studied Romero's zombie films. She thinks they say something about their times.
Night of the Living Dead was a time capsule of the 60s. Dawn of the Dead was a time capsule of the consumerism craze of the 70s. And Day of the Dead was a capsule of the 80s. And I want this to be a capsule of my generation, my time. I want it to be a dead movie for me, you know?
And so it would contain the following elements.
The terrorism scare, the obsession with authority, military control, technology, obviously. I mean, Land of the Dead's stressing a progression of technology within the undead, and that symbolizes the progression of technology that has happened since Day of the Dead.
Clearly, Romero's fans follow his chronicle avidly, and he loves exploring the story through various iterations. Still, he says it's frustrating being known just for zombies.
You do get trapped. You get typecast.
Does that mean George Romero wants to make a romantic comedy?
I'd love to. Actually, the second film I made was a romantic comedy, but, you know, nobody has seen it. People don't come to see a Romero film because it's a romantic comedy.
George Romero's one romantic comedy is called There's Always Vanilla. He filmed it in Pittsburgh, of course. It will be released on DVD just in time for Halloween, Netta Ulibi, NPR News.